Listen to a lecture in an archaeology class.
Good morning. Today, we're going to be talking about the Mound Builders, who were early inhabitants of North America. These inhabitants built mounds of all sizes and shapes and used these mounds as burial sites, as platforms for important buildings, and most probably as part of their ceremonial practices. It's interesting to note that many of the mounds were built using hundreds of tons of dirt and rock, and that they were made by cultures that did not possess vehicles with wheels. So, a considerable amount of human labor was involved in their construction. Thousands of mounds built by these early inhabitants can still be found today throughout the eastern half of the United States. Now, let's look at one of the mounds. Do any of you recognize this? It's one of the better-known mounds. Yes, Anne.
Is that Serpent Mound?
Yes, it is. You're familiar with it? Have you ever seen it?
Well, I've read about it, and I've seen photographs of it, but no, I've never seen it in person.
Oh, okay. It's good that you recognize it from the photograph. Yes, this mound is Serpent Mound, and it's located in Ohio. You can see that the mound is in the shape of a winding snake or serpent with a large egg in its jaws. It measures nearly a quarter of a mile from tip to tip. Yes, Jeff, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering what it means. I mean, why is the mound in the shape of a snake? Does the snake have any meaning? Does it symbolize anything?
Most likely it does, but the symbolism of the snake and, in fact, even the overall purpose of the mound are not understood today. The mound builders were not a single culture of people. Instead, a variety of different cultures living in different periods built mounds in the eastern part of the United States. Three of the primary mound-building cultures were the Adena, the Hopewell, and the Mississippians. And we're going to talk about these three today. The Adena were the earliest of these three main mound-building cultures. They lived from 700 BC to 200 AD in villages throughout the Ohio Valley. Many of their mounds were burial places. A number of bodies were buried together in one mound, and a mound grew in size as more bodies were added to it. Serpent Mound, which we discussed previously, is believed by some scholars to have been constructed by the Adena, because Adena artifacts have been found in a nearby burial mound. Please note that I said believe. There are reasons why scholars think that Serpent Mound may have been created by the Adena, but this is something that is not known for sure. The second of these cultures, the Hopewell culture, began perhaps 600 years after the Adena culture and lasted for 250 years. The Hopewell built many more mounds than did the Adena. The largest of the Hopewell mounds is found in Newark, Ohio. The outstanding feature of this mound built by the Hopewell is the huge octagonal ridge that surrounds the mound. Now, let's spend a little time on the third of the mound builder cultures, the Mississippian culture. The Mississippian culture began long after the Adena and the Hopewell had disappeared. It began around 800 AD and flourished for about 700 years, to the end of the 15th century. The Mississippians had disappeared before the first colonists arrived in North America from Europe. They were scattered around the southeastern quadrant of what is today the United States. One of the most famous mounds thought to have been constructed by the Mississippians is Eagle Mound in Georgia. This mound is in the shape of a wide bird with its wings spread. It consists of a huge circular mound with rocks on top of the mound in the form of an eagle. I hope you've enjoyed this lecture on the mound builders. I'll see you tomorrow when we'll look at more of North America's early cultures.